here. We are with Elite Publications. This is our team. We have Natalie, who is really an expert in terms of really ranking your books as well. And, you know, I myself, I'm the publicist and deal with the media. And, of course, we have Crystal, who's not currently on here as well, and a few other people that help, like Chris Tice. But, of course, we have the center stage person. That is Jesse Bowen, the founder of Elite Publications. So with that, we want to honor all of you and just cover a few things that we think is very important for you to understand about why you want to become an author. And so as we discuss that here today, there are some very significant things that we want to relate to you on becoming an author. And so that's what this program is all about. To help you become an author. I think you get the point, right? But here, we just have a lot of fun here. This is our team. And in all sincerity, we take our work very seriously to help you tell your story the way you want to tell it. And one of the first things that I wanted to highlight here is basically why you want to be able to be a part of a publication and just how it can increase your credibility. And with that, I'd like to kick this over to, again, the founder of Elite Publications, Jesse Bowen. Jesse.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Great. You?
I'm doing great. Natalie, how are you doing?
Fabulous. I'm excited. So
this is East Coast, West Coast. And, you know, Jim, you're out in where are you?
I'm in California. So so we have a lot of fun out here.
What part?
We're near Sacramento.
All right. Great. And Natalie, you are?
I'm Scottsdale, Arizona.
And I am East Coast. I am in North Carolina. So, everyone, you see what we're doing. We're actually... Now, you can work with people around the world in today's market. And if you've got a message, that's the great thing that with Elite Publishing, our podcast, Become an Author, is because we're having fun sharing every day the success with our clients and sharing about, you know, legacy. And Natalie, she's an expert on that. And we were talking a few minutes ago that, no, legacy doesn't mean you're dying, okay? That it's not an insurance policy. Legacy is a journey that you get a chance to look at and that you have a chance to show with others. And there's so much power in being able to share your life journey, something that you've learned, something that you've overcome. Sharing is just as simple as sharing a memoir about your life for your grandchildren. So legacy is really about this journey that you're on and how many ways that you have impacted the world, how many ways that your journey has impacted your life. And we write about the positive stuff. And even when we look at things that's happened in our lives that we say, well, it's not that positive, but it's a good method of keeping somebody else from going down that path. And, you know, I think that what we want to do today is really talk about, you know, the value that it has for your business. And we're going to focus on business first and just drop it down to that. But let's talk about that, Natalie. I know that you work with a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, people in marketing, and they're now writing their books. And they're making a difference in their business because they are now moved up to become authorities. And that book is sort of like that business card, that plate on your door that makes you an authority.
Absolutely. So a book used to be like you had to go to the big publishing companies and submit your information and pray that you could publish a book. And now the amazing thing is, when you do it right, a book can really enhance your business, showcase your expertise. And an example that I often use is if you're a business owner and you're answering the same questions over and over, and you have the same specialties that you offer, and you work with your clients in a unique way. So why not put that into almost like a manual and use that as your business card? Another example we talked about for karate is if you're a karate studio owner and you took the time to really think of how you want to use karate and influence and role model for children, then put it in a beautiful book and picture mom and little Johnny shopping for a karate studio. They walk into one karate studio, look around and think it's pretty nice. Then they walk into yours. They see a big sign, international bestseller, you standing there with you, your book. You greet the mom and the little boy and offer him a copy of your book. Think of the impact that you could make, how you stand out, and what kind of, like the mom will go and tell her two friends and her two friends. So it really carries on. And the other thing too, people don't understand, is 80% of the world says, I want to write a book, but less than 2% actually go through and write a book. So a book really does give you that credibility, showcases you as that expert, and builds the credibility around your expertise. So there's so many reasons alone to write a book. Even thinking about what you talked about, leaving your legacy. Nobody is guaranteed tomorrow. So why not put your expertise and your life lessons and everything that you've learned into a beautiful book that you can share for future generations?
Right. And I think another key part, I know for myself, when you're coming up with that concept or that idea of writing a book, what are you doing right now that you've got to go back and teach that same lesson over and over? Mm-hmm. You know, if I was teaching a class on goal setting, or if I'm, you know, I'm a martial artist, if I'm in my school, then why not put it into a book what your lesson is? Or what about the values that I'm trying to teach someone? That's a great way to be able to do that. And it doesn't have to be a great big book, a large book. It can be something there that you can benefit from. But when you tag on that you're an author, now this that changes your whole game plan. And I know for me, as many doors have I've opened, but my book has been there to support. Someone says, well, you know, in the martial arts world, you know, you're a martial artist. But then I say, I'm also an author. Then they go, oh, and you know, I was at Duke University for 28 years, but that was the whole thing about Duke and having credibility, not just as a guy teaching karate, but I've already written subjects, books on the subject. So that gives credibility. So there's so many ways that building that value that your book will build. If you're trying to build your brand, then this is a great way to be able to do that. And I know that Jim, you know, you have co-authored and then authored so many, a lot of books too. So, you know, as we look at on our program, how many people that we come across every week that are really super successful people in other areas of business, but they've actually written a book, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one thing I think is really interesting is that it's kind of like if somebody says they're a doctor, there's just an immediate respect that you have for them. And it's the same thing. It's kind of interesting, you know, whenever I go out and I write, you know, I have my book, but also local publications, I just show that, hey, I've written something. It really validates that what you said is really true. It's kind of that psychological thing. Like somebody has that doctorate degree, you know, you immediately have a lot of respect. Same thing I'm finding that books do for people, Jesse. And this is why it's so important for people to really think about, what can they do immediately that can increase their credibility? I mean, think about it, right? When somebody says, I wrote a book on this, automatically you view them as somebody that has authority in general on that subject. So to your point, Jesse and Natalie, very, very true.
And another thing is being authentic and vulnerable often, like people writing even a business book, share their failures and share how they got to be where they are and how they want to impact the world. And so when you can connect with people and see that, oh, they're not perfect. Oh, you failed in something. And Jesse, you talk about this all the time, how some of your biggest successes come from your failures. And so people are afraid to be authentic or to be vulnerable. And when you put it together in the right way and share and not be able to, or not be afraid to share your failures, then people connect to you.
And Natalie, that's really a good point because, you know, you're right. So what I've written over 28 books. Now, someone said, well, how do you write 28 books? Well, what are you doing right now in your life? You know, it's a different time than if we went back, you know, 30 years ago and you wanted to write a book. You know, that's a $60,000, $70,000 project. So, and we're in a totally different time now. But, you know, some of my early books was because I was teaching and my students had a way, needed a way to follow what I was teaching. And that I wrote that book with that as the only intention. And then about 3 years later, again, Duke offered me this position and they took my book and made it a required part for every student that came into my classroom as a curriculum. They didn't have to go out and look for, well, our students need books to read about the martial arts. I already had a book. I became the bowling instructor for Duke University. Guess what I had? I had a book out before I became a bowling instructor that I'd written on. It's called The Mental Performance for Bowling, Zen Mind Bowling. And then that book became a part of the university requirement. But it opened the door for me to teach the class. So, you know, so where are you? What are you going through right now in your life? You know, I'm a big goal setter. I believe in goal setting. So guess what? I've got a book on goal setting. I'm an author. Guess what? I've got two books on how to become an author. What's the name of this podcast? You know, how to become an author. But you see, this is the things that it's not something that we have to turn in our lives and do something else. It's the direction that we're going that we want to be able to share that journey. You know, I do goal setting anyway. You know, I've got a vision board right across from my desk. I know what's happening in my life. There's no luck. You know, it's all planned. I'm blessed, but it's all planned out what it should do because I believe in goal setting. So again, you know, I've written a book on it. Now, Natalie, I know that you had a life-changing experience which motivated you to write your book. Why don't you share with us about that?
Sure. So I was working with authors for years and I always told them, share your stories, be vulnerable, be authentic. People are going to love it. And yet I would sit back and I didn't do it myself. I thought about writing a book, but I didn't really think I had, you know, a huge story to tell. And until I went on vacation with my family in Cuba and almost didn't come home. And having that near-death experience really made me stop and reevaluate life. And then on top of that, really think about the things and the feelings of being unprepared. You know, you think when you're in your 40s, you think you're invincible. And so I didn't have a lot of the details, you know, tied up with a bow, ready to go. And so, and I'm not talking about wills and stuff. All of that is important. I'm talking about your heartfelt messages to your children, what you want to pass down as far as parenting advice or stories about when you were young that, you know, maybe it's not appropriate to tell some college stories to your kids now, but they may love it down the road. It may be something that they can laugh about. Having the traditions and the wisdom, having just the meaningful things in your family, just expressing why they're meaningful and share those. So it really made me think about my experience and forced me to put together my book. It's called Gifts of Legacy, The Ultimate Blueprint for Generations to Enjoy. And really, the first part is my story, but then I take you through a journey to self-analyze. Are you just on the hamster wheel of life, going through day after day, just doing your thing, coming home, having dinner, turning on the TV? Or are you appreciating and out partying every night like Jim, singing karaoke and bringing music to the world? You know, are you making every day count? And then are you thinking about how can you make a bigger impact in your family, in your love life, in your community, in your health, in your wealth? And that's where goal setting and kind of analyzing, what am I doing with my time? If I'm spending, you know, 20 hours a week on Netflix, could I turn that into writing a book and leaving an amazing impact for the world? And I'm telling you, it was scary for me to be vulnerable and share my experience, but I've had so many people reach out to me and say that my book has completely changed their thought and their mindset of legacy.
Well, and Natalie, not only that, you know, you're now an Amazon best-selling author, an international best-selling author. Now people are bringing you on all these programs. They want to partner with you in your business, you know. So we never really think about what's going to happen. I know when I wrote my book, well, you know, I written those 28 books, but it wasn't until, you know, 2016 that I wrote a book that I wanted to change my life of building wealth. I wanted a lot of people to read my books, and it was an autobiography book about other martial artists. And so that was the launch of being able to create a business model from that to where we are today, was the launch of an idea and a concept into that one book that thousands of books have been sold. We've created, you know, revenue from these books that have been able to change my life. So that becoming an Amazon best-selling author, I never really thought about what that meant. You know, when our magazines just became number one, but I looked in there last night and I saw how many sales, because we understand marketing and how to do that. And that's one of the things that Jim and our relationship has really brought on, is being able how to market ourselves. So Jim, let's just talk about, you know, building a team, because, okay, publishing a book is the easiest thing you can do. That is not a problem. Being able to market a book and get it out there and build a brand. Yes. Because after you sell those first 25 books, it's generally over. And it's, you know, your desk counted out. So Jim, you know, as a publicist for Elite Publications, the AMAA, so let's talk a little bit. Let's go into the marketing. And then we want to talk about something that you can be a part of right now. So Jim, let's talk about that for a little bit, about the marketing.
Yeah. Well, one thing about marketing, if we was to have, you know, a solopreneur, which a lot of people are, you know, you have a team of one person. If you can't quarterback and catch the ball at the same time, it's just difficult. Hike it to yourself, quarterback, throw the ball and catch the ball. The whole thing is, when you have a team, you can really be the expert and do things well in that one area, knowing that other things are being done. One of the things that people make a critical mistake in is try to do things themselves. You do not want me to try to fix my own car. That's just not what needs to happen. Marketing a book, it's not just about sharing it. There's a lot of intricacies in truly marketing something. You wanted to bring it to, you know, a team. The good thing about it, Jesse, is that you can be the quarterback. You can say, this is the message I want to throw. You can have the other person take the ball and run with it for you. And it requires a lot less effort for you, but arguably they will do it better. This is what we specialize in, helping you write your book, helping you publish your book, and helping you to get it out. We are truly your team. you know, Jesse, I think it's arguable, even though you and I have had a lot of fun, you know, even for me individually, I had my own publishing entity and I did work with different people, but I saw the way you were doing it. I think it's irrefutable that, you know, you've been able to enable me to do things I couldn't do normally, and you do it better than me, vice versa. Bringing on Natalie, also same thing. We cannot do what she does, and we are the same thing for you. We're able to truly just accomplish your task. You don't have to do the guesswork. What we do is we make sure certain things happen for you, and you don't really have to understand or be the expert and spend hours and hours of figuring out, sometimes weeks or months. It just is done. That's what a team is all about, to be able to get it done efficiently and better than if you could have done it on your own. Mm-hmm. So Jesse, in terms of marketing, definitely you want a team. You know, we are incredible. We have other people that also support us here. You know, a shout out to Crystal in terms of all her work recovery, the cover of the website. But really having the team just ensures your success. Definitely. Far more than if you were just to do it yourself. This is where people fail, Jesse. They want to do a book. They get it out there. They realize their three friends won't even buy their book, so they put it on the shelf. Right. You know, we're here to help you get your book out. This is what we've done time and time again. You know, we've made a lot of national, international bestsellers. And here's a cool thing, Jesse. You didn't have to do it. I didn't have to do it. Natalie was able to do it. But then again, we were able to do other things. You helped produce a book, pull it all together. Certain things I've done in terms of marketing to help get, tell the story, connect, and bring in the clients. We are truly a team. Think about it, guys. When you're out there, don't try to do it yourself. There's a lot to do. And so you want to make sure you have a marketing team. We are really there to support you. So, Jesse, that's what I have to say. I mean, you know, I love the fact that I don't have to do everything on my own. Possibly not do it nearly as well, and maybe even fail at it, because I have a team and ensures a little bit more that I can have a lot more success. So that's the reason, Jesse.
Well, you know, and we're talking about just the impact, going back to the impact of the marketing, because when you now, part of marketing is now you are an award-winning author.
Oh, yeah.
And Natalie, I know your book is, you know, is an Amazon and international bestseller, but you just got nominated for the International Impact Award. So that is, you know, that's really huge that your book is traveling the world and you're really making a difference. And this is what Elite Publications were about. You know, we were in a meeting this morning with some, you know, people from around the country, and they asked me to speak, and they, you know, I have to update my LinkedIn page, because they were going to my LinkedIn page. Look at all the stuff he's done. You know, like they were actually embarrassing me.
It was,
and he's gotten all these books and these awards, and you know, so right from that, I've got people. Can we talk to you? I'm getting messages on this Zoom call. Can we meet and talk to you about helping us publish our book? You know, and I think that's really incredible, because people are looking at the job that we're actually doing. Now, Natalie, we're working on several projects that people can get involved in. And everyone, we want you to know that we are here to make a difference in the world, not just one person, but, you know, we want to impact the world, and you are part of that world. So, Natalie, we've got a couple projects that's going on. You know, let's talk a little bit. We launched in Las Vegas. We launched the martial arts, our new martial arts book, you know, Elite Martial Artists in America. And so we're looking for martial artists that have a story. Everything is vetted, but, you know, we want to find out. We have three categories that we are actually writing, three sections of our books. One of them is The Secrets to Life. So we're looking for martial artists. They have to be at least a fourth degree black belt to publish with this particular publication. But it's about this, you know, the secrets to life, the secrets to leadership, and then the secrets to business. So those are three and very key parts of life or business. You know, so the book is going to be offering something for everyone. And this also includes, you know, the ladies' editions and the men edition. that we have in there. And everyone, you can go to who'swhointhemartialarts.com and you can check that page out of what we're doing there. But Natalie, I know that we have a project that we're doing with someone else, with Roberts. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about the comp? Let's talk about what is a compilation, because sure. I went and told everybody about it, but you do a much better job of explaining it.
Sure. She's also prettier, Jesse.
I know. I love her background.
So a compilation or an anthology book is where it can be a group that come together with one topic in mind. And it gives you a taste of multiple authors giving their view on that topic. So, for example, with the martial arts, you just shared with the martial artists in America, there's so many men in one book and so many women sharing in those categories. And there's still a couple spots open, I believe. So if you are interested, it's very special because there's only so many spots, and when the spots are filled, that is the book. The Art of Connection, this is the third book, and this is with Robert Jones. I've published the last two books, or the last book and then this book, and it's the Art of Connection, 365 days of transformational quotes by business owners, entrepreneurs, and influencers. So this is an incredible opportunity where you get one page. All you have to do is write a quote. It's a personal quote about transformation. With what's gone on in the last couple of years, who has not gone through transformation? And so then you get to share a little thought about your quote. Why was that quote meaningful to you? And the goal of this book is there's 365 authors, so you get to read a page a day, and it's inspirational. It's understanding the transformation that business owners, entrepreneurs, and influencers that have gone through, and it's just page by page. And then they end it with a question, and it's a thought-provoking question, kind of making you think about, you know, do you need transformation in some areas, or can you relate to some of the transformation? And then at the bottom, it's a beautiful directory. You get the headshot and the information of that business owner. So how cool is that, to be able to showcase your business, showcase a little writing ability? It's not too much. It's, you know, I think the main area is under 500 words. It's very, and the price of this is just, they do it for the cost of the book, just to get business owners to come together. So if you want more information, Jesse has a link that he can share. But the compilation, if you have a group or some kind of like a church or another a nonprofit that you want to raise some money, a compilation book is such a great way to get exposure of what you're doing or on what you're doing, and then to be able to make an incredible amount of money if you do it right. And we've got the exact system. We've got a manuscript builder, so it's very easy, and we put it all together. And then, of course, we do an international book launch through Elite.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, that's great, because not only do you write in the book, but you become one of the co-authors.
Right.
You know, you become, whether you're writing with the Art of Connections, or if you're writing with the martial arts, Elite Martial Arts of America, this is your book. You know, you're going to be able to co-author this book, advertise it as you are the co-author. And this is your first launch, and it's the easiest and cheapest way where you become branded as an author. And now, because you are in these compilation books, you can be able to use that. And Jim, I know you already have, you know, you've already done several compilation books, And I know that you have one that's, you have several that's coming out. So why don't you share, you know, with us a little bit your experience and, you know, what you're doing with it.
Well, here's what I love about compilations. Here's the real value of it. Now, this is a little secret, but it's no longer a secret if I tell you everything. So I'll tell you the gist of it. You don't have to write the whole book. All right. You can either write 60,000 words or 2,000 words. Which one's easier? Let me think about it. The cool thing is if you understand how to leverage it, and I do this all the time, right? I know that I'm limited in who I am and stuff, but when I say, hey, I have a book, and now I happen to be a compiler in this one specific book, but if I'm just with other authors, I can say, oh, there's a doctor in there, there's a multimillionaire in there. They just kind of psychologically think, oh, wow, you must be important too, because all these people are important. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, a compilation, if you're a part of it, you don't have to work as hard. And I could say, arguably, it gives you more credibility if you know how to position it properly. That's what I do. I position it all the time. A great example, right? I wrote the preface to, you know, some of the books. You were gracious enough, Jesse, and saw enough value that I could add to your book here. First off, to our first point that we talked about, because you published a book with Chuck Norris on there, which you deserve it because of your reputation, Jesse, I don't want to take away from that. But that immediately gave me immediate credibility for who you are.
Yeah, I think Jim's frozen there.
Am I back? Am I back?
Well,
I'm shot, man.
Well, the fact that I've been able to write a little bit on that, I didn't have to write the whole book. The fact that it has, you know, in your case, Jesse, that one was a really incredible one with, I think, about 200 martial artists. Some have 60, some have 100. You do so many of them, Jesse. But you know, the whole thing is the fact that I could participate in that and be one of the authors, mm-hmm. it makes me no less valuable to the person I'm presenting it to. So it's all about how you position yourself, but you have to also believe mindset wise, your part's important in that book because no one else has your same story, but what it can do for you is really make you incredibly valuable to people because you're not just part of just one publication. You're actually part of several people or however many people are in there and you can leverage their credibility. And I tell you, people respect you because of that. So that is do less work, gain a lot more, I think, arguably a lot more credibility and also be able to share with people in a different way. One final thing, they are also sharing the book. So I have, you know, this happens all the time. People read my story, not even because of me, because I happen to be in the book that somebody else had shared about. So real great way to increase your visibility with a lot less work on your part and expense.
Well, you know, everyone, we're trying to bring to you ways that you can make a difference. Whether you work a 9-to-5 job or you work in an office job, it really doesn't matter. We all have a story. We just have a story. What we're bringing together, I don't know if this is me or what's happening.
No, that's strange.
What we're working on bringing together is something that will empower you and your life and your generations to come. So remember, we're going to be here every week. Join us, you know, click the link below, you know, make that connection with us. We want to support you. Again, what we're bringing to you is not just me as Jesse Bowen, but we're bringing a whole professional team and we've merged our companies together. To produce an elite product, an elite service for you. You listen, you don't have to know anything. We're going to train you. We have online courses you can take. We have courses for writing. We have courses for speaking, you know, so we didn't even get into the other part, the byproducts from your book, but we just wanted to leave you with a thought. What if no one tells your story? What if you've been thinking about a book and you're thinking about a book and you never write that book? But a lot of times you're walking a bookstore and someone's already written your book. I truly believe that the universe, if it's for that book to be written, and if you don't write it, someone else will. Mm-hmm. So are you missing the opportunity to become an author, to change your life, your family's life, to impact the world, to really make a difference? So here at Elite Publications, we want to take and help you. Last words, Natalie.
I'll just carry on with that. If you don't write your book and let it go to the grave, how many people are missing out on your knowledge and your wisdom and your love?
Jim?
You know, the whole thing is, there's this big word. It begins with R, regret. And I never want to regret it. And I'm so glad that I was able to write some things down so my kids and just people will remember me the way I want to be remembered. So, you know, just to really eliminate regret and be able to tell the story the way I want to tell it. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. And remember, check out our website, elitepublications.org. That's elitepublications.org. You can go to our website. You can book an appointment. Hey, it costs you absolutely nothing to sit down and have a conversation with myself, with Jim, with Natalie, with our marketing team. You know, start. Make that effort. Life-changing moment is in front of you right now. And all you have to do is to click the link, put in your information, and have a life-changing moment. Hey, this is Jesse Bowen. Be blessed. Remember, everyone has a story. You just have to get it out.